A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor does a light do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father. The Gospel of the Lord. On the peaceful sloping hills of Galilee, overlooking the Sea of Gennesaret, Jesus instructs the people on what it means to be a disciple. At one point he says, "You are the salt of the earth." When I was in junior high, our class made a field trip to the salt mines of Grand Saline, Texas. I found the entire experience fascinating. The two best parts for me were the long descent into the earth on a large open elevator at the beginning, and then, when it was over, returning home with a huge piece of salt about the size of my two fists. Today, salt has a bad reputation. We are told to eat a low-salt diet for the sake of our hearts. But it is not the salt's fault. The ones to blame are the companies who overload prepared food with extra salt. At the time of Christ, salt was a very valuable commodity. The Greeks called it divine. The Romans offered salt to their gods, and they enjoyed sole et sale, sun and salt. The Roman soldiers were often paid with salt. And there are even remnants of this today in Italy, where the colloquial term for money, or cash, is soldi. The Jewish rabbis used the image of salt for the Torah, because both were necessary for life. Salt has three special qualities. It purifies, preserves, and enhances. Salt purifies. Its glistening whiteness makes this connection easy of looking pure. The Romans even said that salt was the purest of all things, and this is why they used it in their religious services. We still use salt as a sacramental to ward off evil influences. So, too, the Christian must be an example of purity. Today, the standards of morality and values are almost leveled. A Christian must be the one to hold up and live a life of integrity, a purity of mind, heart, and action. Salt preserves. Salt is the most common preservative used from antiquity up to our own day. It keeps food from going bad, and it preserves from corruption. The Christian must have a cleansing, almost antiseptic influence on life. For example, people usually don't tell dirty jokes or swear when a devout Christian is around. His presence, or her presence, defeats corruption and makes it easier for other people to be good, too. Origen was very graphic in describing this aspect of salt. He wrote, "Salt is useful for so many purposes in human life. Salt preserves meats from decaying into stench and worms. It makes them edible for a longer period of time. Food would not last through time and be found useful without salt. So also Christ's disciples, standing in the way of the stench that comes from the sins of idolatry and fornication, support and hold together this whole earthly realm." Salt enhances. Christianity is to life what salt is to food. It makes it more enjoyable. It brings out its best flavor. Unfortunately, people tend to think the opposite, that Christianity is a sour, dour, sad, and killjoy kind of thing. We as Christians need to rediscover the lost radiance an enhancement of Christianity. And that's part of the new evangelization we're called to. Because Christians are salt, they can remain serene in a worried world. They remain joyful in a depressed world. There should be a sparkle and a radiance about a disciple of Jesus. St. Cyril of Alexandria explains how this can happen. He wrote, "Jesus calls salt the frame of mind that is filled with the apostolic word, which is full of understanding. When it has been sown in our souls, it allows the word of wisdom to dwell in us. The Christian has been compared with salt because of salt's good taste and delightfulness. For without salt, neither bread nor fish is edible. So too, without the apostles' understanding and instruction, every soul is dull and unwholesome and unpleasant to God." Jesus says, "You are the salt of the earth." He does not say you will be or you should be, but you are the salt of the earth. The salt of disciples is not something we can produce. It is given to us in the Holy Spirit and fidelity to God's word. It is a spiritual quality that radiates contentment, joy, and assurance in Christ. Salt is something so ordinary, inconspicuous. It disappears when it's mixed in food, but its effects are still there. Christ's disciples are the salt of the earth, purifying it of greed and lust and indifference, and overcoming a culture of decay and death with the vitality, trust, and joy, and peace of life in God. May we never lose our distinctiveness of salt so as to offer the world that He created back to the Father. Amen.